the coronavirus has closed businesses across Kansas and led to thousands of layoffs, all of which is affecting the state's tax collections and budget. Lawmakers are coming back this week for a quick end to the session, with that budget shortfall looming overhead. Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service reports.
It's been 2 months since Kansas lawmakers passed an $8 billion budget.
This measure, having received the required constitutional majority, is hereby declared passed.
Since then, revenue projections were slashed by $1.3 billion, and even with the state partially reopening, lawmakers are staring down cuts, either now or in the coming months.
We're going to have to look at higher ed, we're going to have to look at social services, we're going to have to look at all aspects of the state budget. I mean, nothing is going to be safe.
That's Republican Troy Waymaster, the chairman of the House committee that writes the budget. With an 8% shortfall starting in July, he says even K-12 funding is on the table after the state just finished a decade-long lawsuit over school spending. Plus, Waymaster says they might need to look into delaying payments to the state pension and scaling back the 10-year, $10 billion transportation plan they approved. Before the pandemic, lawmakers hoped they could add even more for transportation.
There was a provision that we would come back and look at an additional $25 million. I don't see how that could happen.
But the biggest question right now is whether lawmakers will scale back their planned increases for schools. The budget passed in March includes nearly $120 million more for primary education.
This is absolutely not the time that we should be cutting K-12 education.
Mark Tallman with the Kansas Association of School Boards says students will need extra help next year to catch up after coronavirus closed schools. But he says districts understand K-12 might face cuts because schools are about half of state spending.
In the absence of other assistance, it would be extremely hard to solve this problem without touching K-12.
The top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee is Kathy Wolf Moore. She's concerned cutting K-12 will put the state right back before the Kansas Supreme Court for diverging from their funding plan.
That would probably be my biggest fear, is to have to repeat that whole saga again, which I certainly don't want to do.
Though there's really no guarantee that would happen. Wolf Moore has a few other suggestions, saying now may be the time to consider a tobacco tax increase for its health benefits and boost to the state's bottom line. She says the coronavirus fallout also may lead to increasing funding for the struggling unemployment system. And with coronavirus affecting thousands of Kansans, she also says now is the time to expand Medicaid. Wolf Moore is hoping the federal government will give states budget help so they can avoid slashing spending, though Republican leaders in the U.S. Senate have indicated that's not going to happen.
They absolutely have to do that for us, because the choices are too awful beyond that.
The chance of federal help is one of the reasons all this talk of cutting is premature to the Kansas Senate's top budget writer, Republican Carolyn McGinn. And reopening businesses might improve the state's tax collections.
I think we have people that are just itching to get back into the economy. Again, it's going to be a different dynamics. We've got to be safe. We've got to do social distancing. But people start getting back and start spending some money, things could look very different.
Plus, Kansas Republican leaders seem to be focused more on restricting Governor Laura Kelly's emergency powers this week than taking immediate action to deal with the estimated $650 million shortfall. There are some other options. Kelly can unilaterally adjust the budget, and lawmakers could tackle spending in a special session later this year or in January when the next legislative session starts. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Lawrence.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.